Former President Jacob Zuma says he'll support a new political formation, Umkhonto weSizwe, or Spear of the Nation, in the run-up to the election. It's named after the ANC's military wing, which Zuma fought for against apartheid forces before South Africa became a multi-party, multiracial democracy under Nelson Mandela in 1994. Although Zuma says he'll remain an ANC member, he accuses the party of being a proxy for white capitalists and of corruption. However, in the courts, it's Zuma who stands accused of the worst excesses under ANC rule. A commission of inquiry in 2021 found he'd helped loot the state of hundreds of millions of dollars when he was president from 2008 until late 2017. He's also due to stand trial early next year for alleged financial crimes related to an arms deal in the 1990s. Zuma denies all the allegations and charges, saying they're part of a political witch hunt against him by his enemies within the ANC, including current President Cyril Ramaphosa. Wits University political analyst Susan Boyson tells VOA that Zuma's moves have the potential to hurt the ANC's election chances.
In this context, Jacob Zuma really played his cards strategically and played them well to embarrass the ANC and to force the ANC in a further weaker position, while he himself is probably delusional. The damage that he had done to the ANC, definitely not acknowledged in this process. But overall, a calculated, strategic, in some ways a mischievous move, but one that certainly cannot make the ANC feel comfortable, because the ANC is in this almost a life or death battle, electorally life or death battle.
Most pre-election surveys indicate the ANC will fall below the 50% of the vote it needs to hold on to outright power next year. This could force it into a coalition with an opposition party, or it'll lose governance completely. Many voters are unhappy with the ANC's handling of the struggling economy and the power sector. South Africa faces almost daily electrical outages, and unemployment tops 30%. Zuma has a strong support base in KwaZulu-Natal, his home region. Boyson says many of Zuma's fellow Zulus vote for him because they believe he represents their interests. She says Zuma's tempting them to follow him away from the ANC.
It is a deliberate provocation of the ANC, really challenging his party to kick him out. Is this a party that really needs Jacob Zuma to campaign for it? We know some ANC leaders did approach him to ask whether he will campaign for the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. Zuma remains incredibly valuable and popular, a type of cult following. He carries weight on the ground there. And KwaZulu-Natal is a very populous province in a system of proportional representation electorally, brings in a lot of votes that nationally contributes to the ANC's overall performance. So if he doesn't work for the ANC and actually actively works against the ANC in that province, there is going to be an impact on the percentage that the ANC registers in next year's election. And Zuma knows that, and he plays that.
Boyson and other analysts say Zuma's once again proving to be an enigma, telling the country he'll stay a loyal ANC member while simultaneously attempting to destroy the party he says he still loves. ANC spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu Motsiri tells VOA the party's disappointed by Zuma's decision, but that it remains on track to win the election. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.